get no hurt, mister. No, no, no. I said, yeah.
I said, yeah.
What they say?
What they say?
Do you hear what they say? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, what they say?
What they say?
Do you believe I would take the thing with me? Time to give it to the policeman. I wouldn't do that. And if I do that, I would say, sir, come on and put the charge on me.
Thy faithfulness. Studio, are you with me, Studio?
Studio, you're on. You're on.
Right. Is my guest on?
No, your guest is not on.
Yes, we just give God praise to be at the last Wednesday of the year 2020. Tomorrow night is watch night, as we're going to be ringing in, ringing out the old and ringing in the new. But we just keep on trusting in the true and living God. We have come thus far by faith. And we continue to trust in the true and living God. One word I say, great is thy faithfulness. And what a year has 2020 been? What a year. By January, we were hearing about the pandemic started in China, in Wuhan, the year before. And then all of 2020 was occupied with the coronavirus. It devastated Europe And then it went on the rampage in America. Over 330,000 have died. And some are saying it's heading up even further. 81 million has been affected worldwide. What a time. What a time. But we continue to trust in the true and living God. Americans that had their election from November the 3rd. And even though Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris, who represented the Democratic Party, they had blown away President Trump and the Republican Party. And he's still in the White House making trouble. Doing all sorts of crazy things. It is said that he's the worst president in the history of America, President Donald Trump. But we are confident that come January 20, 2021, Joe Biden, who is now president-elect, will be the president of the United States of America. President Trump has filed, and his team has filed over 60 lawsuits. In the Supreme Court, in the state court, all over. And they have lost. Even his attorney general, Bill Barr, is saying there's no evidence of fraud. I guess the only person who talks about fraud is President Trump and his team, because he is still yet to provide any evidence of voter fraud in the election that took place on November the 3rd, 2020 in America. And we do not know what's going to happen next week when the vice president should announce that Joe Biden is now the president. And in the midst of all those people prophesying that Trump will win. Even his great friends at Fox and Murdoch at Washington, New York Post, even Murdoch is advising him to move on. See, there's a part in the Bible that says, never let your good be evil spoken of. But President Trump don't understand those things. He's there. I mean, how can so many people are dying in America? 3,000 plus each day. America is heading up to 305,000 deaths from this pandemic. Some people are yet to receive their payments that the Congress signed off on for that $600. And with all that suffering taking place up till Christmas morning, when that bomb went off in Nashville. President of the United States of America was playing golf. What heart does a man like that possess? How can you be playing golf? Not one day, not 2 days, not 3 days. CNN has shown that for the 4 years he's been in office, 365 days the man is playing golf and he's not a pro. And yet still, 70-odd million people vote for him in the United States of America. 70-odd. And there are people right now in the United States of America are saying that Trump wins. And they are expecting something big to happen next week in Washington, because President Trump has sent out a tweet that is going to be wild. But, you know, in Jamaica, we have a saying that say, fire day a must tail in think a cool breeze. Because in my talk about, people must come up to Washington and sell it, and it's going to be wild. And in my invite up in his right-wing group. But some attorney general will wait upon him when the election, when this thing over after January 20, when he's no longer president, when he not have that immunity, when him and Bill Barr cook up. Because nobody is above the law in the United States of America. Nobody. But he and Bill Barr cook up, that's what President Trump thinks he's above the law, so you can't prosecute him, whatever wrong he has done. Russia has hacked into the government agency computer system. And he still won't blame them. He's blaming them on China. Russia messed up the 2016 election. And he still won't blame them. Russia has put a bounty on the heads of American soldiers in Afghanistan. And the president is silent. What a time. This is the kind of connection with the host, Pastor Cameron. And we are looking at some of the events. And we expect to talk to a great entrepreneur, a man by the name of Mr. Dennis, who started a hardware. He started a hardware in Old Harbor with two padlocks. Two padlocks and two sandpapers, and my Lord, you know, the business is growing leaps and bounds. So we intend to be speaking with him in a short while. I do not know if he's on, Mr. Producer, but if he's not, then we continue, because he promised he would be on this evening to talk about his success, as well as his journey from two padlocks and two sandpapers to a flourishing hardware in Old Harbor. This is the Canon Connection. Are we just going to be taking a break? The students are going to take it away, and then we're going to be coming right back. And hopefully we'll have our guests on to speak about his business. We'll be right back. Yes, this is the client and connection. If you continue to edify the people, Kevin Ritter shows the knowledge station. And the wise one Solomon reminded us that knowledge is power. We are looking at some of the things that happen in the year. It will be ending tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is tomorrow, the 31st. We call it Watch Night. Call it Watch Night. But I want to take us back to May of this year, the 21st of May. Coronavirus found worldwide was 5 million. That was the count in May, the 21st of May. Total worldwide was 5 million. Total number of deaths was 329,997. And total recovery was 2,000,034. America, at the 21st of May, the United States of America has a total count of 1,593,039 reported cases of coronavirus. 1 million. The total number of deaths in America at the 21st of May was 94,941. So that was America. Now look what America is today. America, on Tuesday the 29th of December, America stands at 19 million. So they move from 1,500,000 in May. So now at the 29th of December, America is at 19,781,718 cases. The 21st of May, America was at 94,941 deaths. Now look where they're at. On Tuesday, the 29th of December, they were at 343,182 deaths. What an enormous increase. What an enormous increase. Well, Jamaica is climbing too, because on the 29th and the 21st of May, Jamaica was at 529. So we have gone up now. We are at 12,732. Quite a Pfizer and the other company finding vaccine, there is still problem. The Trump administration said they want to get 20 million doses into arms by tomorrow night. They said by the ending of the month, they wanted to get 20 million. They are barely above 5. And there are some people who still have their hopes and aspiration in President Trump. I said it once and I say it again. He is vexed with the devil. But you don't argue with devil. You just rebuke them in the name of Jesus. We see we're according to the news that three-year-old man, he gave away stuff and then he drove to that street in Nashville and blew himself up. What a wasted life. They said that, he said that the world will hear about him. That's how you want the world to remember you? No one of the Bible says, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? He wanted the whole world to hear about him. Sure. The whole world saw the mayhem that took place on Christmas morning. But your soul will rot in hell. The Bible said all souls are mine. Soul of the Father, soul of the Son, but the soul that sinneth shall surely die. We have to just keep on trusting in the true and living God. Let our heart be fixed on Him. We have to continue to trust in Him for His goodness and for His blessing and for His mercy. The Bible has told us that we are living in evilest days, perilous time. And we want the world to know that with our God, nothing is impossible.
Me can't log in because Skype is asking me to sign up to P.
All right, Mr. Demi, you are on live. Studio, are you hearing me, studio?
Loud and clear, sir.
Mr. Dennis, are you hearing me?
Yes, sir, I'm hearing.
All right, so we have the man on there. Dennis from Dennis Hardware. He has given me a little bit of information, but he's on, so we're just going to ask him to tell us about his business. Tell us how he started, how is it progressive, some of the pitfalls that he has encountered, and his way forward. Go ahead, Mr. Denny. The world is listening to you.
Good night, listeners. I am Dennis Anderson from Jamaica. I have a store, small startup, name of Dennis Hardware and Superstore. We have started our hardware with only two padlocks and two sandpapers. For those persons who have lost their job, being redundant, and obviously can't find their way, there's always a way. I have been in the position and I've started with nothing. And it took my house, my driveway, and everywhere to start the business. I had to use all of it to stock goods. And the challenges are numerous, and the time wouldn't have allowed me to explain all of them. But you will find that starting a business without money is not easy. It is stressing to work every month in and month out without making a dollar. I can pay your own bills. Very difficult. But the bright part of it, though, is that once you put the work in, it won't take long before people start to admire you. The bank will admire you, suppliers will admire you, and then you start to grow. Once the bank is on board and the suppliers are crediting you and recognizes you, then that's where your business starts. But most people will give up long before they reach such destination. So we've started on a driveway, and we've battled our way. Until now, we've owned a warehouse that we've purchased since here. And we are now one of Jamaica's fourth biggest importer of building material by just starting with two padlocks and a sandpaper 3 years ago. And this is all down due to patience.
All right.
And as I said...
Are you telling me that if I go get two padlocks, and two sandpaper, I can start a hardware too?
Or even less. It's the mindset that counts. It's the mindset that is more important than anything else. You could start it less with even one hand, no eyes. But the key is the mindset that you will need to learn and or adapt. That kind of mindset is special. You have to adapt that mindset.
All
and
right.
The rest is history.
So you mentioned about the mindset. What mindset when you started out with two padlocks and two sandpapers?
Well, naturally, people like to live comfortable. People like to have everything as comfortable as they want. When you have that mindset, comfort is not important. I give up my bed, I give up my house, I give up everything to ensure that the business survives. Now, you will have to sleep outside and a good sleep inside. Or you have to put two bags of cement somewhere and sleep. Things get better. That takes a special mindset. You will be very uncomfortable. You'll be out of clothes. You'll be out of food. You can't like anything. When you're building yourself, you cannot like anything. Everything that you like, you're going to hate them until you can afford to like them. That's how it works.
So in when you started out, did you have a group of people cheering you on? Was everything rose? Did you hear good compliments every day? What was the process like?
Beautiful question. You see, I started, I went out on a limb to look persons who are doing construction. And when I went on those, persons would have criticized me. I said, listen, man, we have the big order to buy from. So he said, boss, it's just a pound and nail I want to sell you, you know. And every day I keep doing it to the same set of guys them until one day they break and allow me to sell them £1 a nail. And that £1 a nail eventually becomes big business. Because it takes patience, a lot of patience.
Yeah, and what about your family? How what role did they play in this business of here?
Family and friends is important. And they are all important. But you'll have to understand that when you start business, everything changes. Nobody will support you. Family, friends, everybody will sit once. They won't even buy from you. And you have to understand that and appreciate that. They won't support you. All right? They won't support you at the start. You have to get that in your head first. So when it happens to you, you don't feel anyway. Just accept it and move on. But they will come on board at some point. They all will come on board. They will be the last person to buy a pair of shoes from you if you're selling shoes. They've all the excuse in the world why they're not going to buy it from you. And they'll even buy it from somebody more expensive than you. But they won't support you. And that's how it works. You have to understand that.
But going into business, especially in Olaba, and to start an audio in Olaba, I have known of big hardware already there, like the Stuarts and your name.
Yes.
How did you fear comparing to them? Were you intimidated? I mean, we know that Stuart is big, but how did you manage to draw alongside them and to let your business grow?
You'll have to understand this too, that there's always opportunity that exists. Doesn't matter how much person is doing the same thing. And that's the eyesight you have to have, and it's called vision. Now, you look and see what they are not doing, and then you do it. I don't expect the big orders to go out on the road and ask people to come and buy a pound and nail. Or even saying, listen, we're having a special today. Would you like anything? They are bigger than that. The size that these orders are, I've always had a vision that I'm not interested in competing.
You have 1 minute remaining on this call.
And send to those hardwares at some point, which is where I am basically. But you know, it takes some work to rub shoulder with these guys initially to say, listen, I have the same thing that these guys have, and I'm offering a better price. Even so, people will say, but you don't have anywhere to put them. You're too little goods on your driveway. We have to continue to take the critics and enjoy them and use them as a new motivation. So I mean, it wasn't long after starting that I found my way around town. Because once you get the suppliers on your back or in your corner, then you'll be able to rub shoulder, because they are the ones that pour you with the finance or the credit.
Right. So you're saying that you have to learn to speak with it and don't be intimidated by these big business.
Good. And use them as motivation.
Please check to ensure that you have enough credit to make this call. If you do have enough credit, please hang up and try making your call later.
Studio, are you there, Studio?
What's up, girl? Oh, Chris? I don't hear from him for a long time, you know. Chris all over the world. Yeah, I'm so proud of him. Hold on. Okay, no, I'll have to call you back. I'll call you back a little later, shortly. All right, good.
Mama, where would I be, Lord? Where would I be? Where would I be without my mama? Mommy, me love you, there's nothing I'd put above you. No house, nor no girl, nor no car. Stand firm in all my life, nothing about you. From a barn, me and you are par. Mommy, I'm a princess, mommy, I'm a dance. First lady in all my life, a girl I'm beyond that stand. Special dedication to the big woman. From your love, your mama made me see your hand. The boat a blank to your mama, lighter for your mama. Selector, you better pull up the one you for your mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud to your mama. Yeah, I make you know you're happy, she bring you come here. From your heart, tell me sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man. There's no one like my mama, no, no. Mama never had it easy at night. We held down 'cause our mama's teaching, and in the scriptures she placed her beliefs in. Real thing, if I never mama, I wouldn't believe it. So put a blank to your mama, lighter for your mama. Selector, you better pull up the one you see your mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud to your mama. Yeah, I make sure you know you're happy. She bring you from your from your heart. Tell me, sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man. There's no one like my mama, no, no. Hey yo, I feel my mama this, yes, I feel my mama this. You we gave me first, I'm last, yes, all of this. I feel my mama this, yes, I feel my mama this. Anything you want, you are getting something from this. So anything you want, anything at all, anything you need, my mama afraid to die. better pull up the one you see your mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud for your mama. Yeah, I make you know you're happy, she bring you from your heart. From your heart, tell me, sing this one. From your love, your mama like this man. There's no one like my mama, no, no. Put a blank to your mama, light up for your mama. Select her, you better pull up the one you see your mama. Proud of your mama, sing loud. Yeah, I make you know you're happy. She bring you from your heart. From your heart, tell me, see what? From your love, my mama like this man.
Back, we got cut off, but we are back. Mr. Anderson is gonna try to get back in touch, but we had an interesting conversation with the man who is showing us that, you know, with God nothing is impossible. He started out this hardware in 2017 with just two padlocks and two sandpaper. And now he's according to him, he said he's the fourth largest importer, you know, for the construction material. And his advice to us was our mindset. And it was Marcus Garvey, who said, "Up ye mighty race, you can accomplish what you will." You know, so, and we have the scriptures to back that up. By we're in Luke, it's in the book of Saint Luke. It says, "With God, nothing is impossible." And I'm hoping that Mr. Anderson can rejoin us so that we can continue this conversation, just to start out it out on his veranda, as he said, and life become uncomfortable. Things that he loved, he have to almost hate them. Because he had a plan, he had a goal in mind. He was focused on achieving so. One of the richest men in Africa is a man by the name of Dangote. His grandfather lent him $500,000 when he was 17 years old. And that must have been from in the 70s in Nigeria. And today, Dangote is the richest black man in the entire world. None as rich as him. The last time I checked, Dangote Valley was $15 billion. And that's a man who started out by selling construction. Started out by selling agricultural stuff. And now the Dangote companies in Nigeria and all over Africa, they are into construction. And I think by next year, Dangote will be going into oil. He hasn't touched oil yet. He's just into construction stuff and agricultural stuff. And he's already a billionaire. He's the richest black man in the world. And he started out in the 70s by selling sweets. Started out by selling sweets at school. Mr. Anderson, are you on?
Yes, I am on.
Right. I was telling my listener about the richest black man in Africa. His name is Dangote. And he started out by selling sweets, and then his uncle or his grandfather loaned him $500,000. And he started out in construction. Right now, Dangote's construction company is the biggest you have in Africa. So here you are. You are here. You started out with two padlocks and papers. But give us you're saying that you are the fourth largest, but give us a size of like, you know, your turnovers.
No.
and what volume?
No, what happened in Jamaica is that we are importers, and we import the building material, which includes the ply, the lumber, steel, doors and stuff like that. So we are import-based country, heavy on imports. And we have a number of importers that are around. They have been around for a long time, over 20 years, the youngest one. And they've been consistent. But ever since COVID started, there's a shortfall in material from the mills out of the United States. So when they used to buy 3 months supplies, they can only get a week supply. And that has pushed me into the realms of things even better. Because if I even afford to buy one day's worth of goods, I'll be rubbing shoulder with them. And the quicker I can turn over these goods and buy back with them, then basically we are selling and we are buying at the same ratio. So now that gives me an opportunity now. The shortage or the cause by COVID has also pushed my luck a little bit more. It happens when you've done all the work, an opportunity meets those opportunities. So, and I'm holding it with both hands. We've seen the prices of material has doubled, and that also benefits all importers. We get an opportunity to make more in margins. And when there's scarce supplies in materials, then there's no need for competition. Persons are more interested in buying from anybody to supply the market. So the big guys will have to buy from you. You'll have to buy from them.
Basically, Mr. Anderson, there's a Chinese proverb that say, crisis equals opportunity.
But for those persons who are successful-minded only, as you know, the ball field is not level. The other persons who have 20/20 vision don't have any other vision. So people like me will seize it. It is a crisis means big time for people like people who has a specific or a special mindset. Big, big time. We look for the opportunities now, and you take them. And it's basically a risk. You'll never know how they play out, but you take them on.
So you're saying that in all of those big companies like ARC and the Stewart
and Rapid
is owned by this musician guy Bon Jovi. You started out with just two padlocks and two things, and you're rubbing shoulders with them who are in the business 20 years now.
Let me add more to it. When I started, I went to these guys and I said, listen, I'm starting a business and I don't have anything. And a Charlie man did the same thing. You know, they told me that I need 2 years financial reports. That means I have to be in business at least 2 years. And I need my grandmother alive and my great-grandfather. That's the only way I could get credit. However, they said to the Charlie man, listen, you get up to $15 million worth of credit tomorrow morning. No problem. The Charlie man begins his business. Very good friend of mine, too. And I started mine just like I am. And I can tell you, since during the course of this year, they have bought lumber from me already.
they have to buy from here, then I'm telling you. For the rest of 2021, they'll be buying a lot from me. So I don't need their credit. They need mine now. They will have to have credit with me to do business. That's how it works.
Mr. Anderson, the show is coming to an end, and you mentioned something that you are a Christian. Let us divulge some more into that, because we have to let people know that our God reigns supreme. So let me hear about your Christian connection, and even with your business and stuff like that, and tell us testimony. Oh, God has prospered you, because in Deuteronomy, he said, it is God that gave you power to get wealth. And then he go back in Proverbs and he says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. So let us hear how the Lord has been good to you.
You see, I believe that there. One of the greatest scriptures in the Bible, for God, you know, God has created us in his own image and likeness. And, you know, and God has died for all of us. The thing is, I have not put a foot wrong in my entire life. And this is basically because I am led. I am led by the grace of God. And if I had had time to tell you, I have never done anything that I can see. God has been leading my path straight through to now. Everything that I have acquired is solely by his grace and his direction. And I have to praise him every single day, because I don't know what I'm doing. I am just following off his instruction and be obedient and patient and take the suffering as they come. God is good. God is great. Until people understand that God has died for us in that manner, then we'll understand that we'll have peace and we'll have more joy on earth.
That's true. You said you have been led by God. You're listening to his voice, right? I say his voice makes the difference. But what are some of the things specific that you can say? You know, this is what God has done.
Again, if I start to talk, I'll never finish. I wore barefoot until I was 12 years old. I came off a market truck when I was 18 years old in Kingston, and God provided that job. He carried me through high school. We take in market truck every single day. He carried me through university. I never have a cent when I applied to UTEC. I never had a job when I came into Kingston. He gave me one. Wasn't a well-paid job, but God has set you in some places and some positions that your life will be directed on. But you have to have the faith. I went through University of Technology without a cent. Without a cent. Who else could it be? I bought a house without a cent. I've started a business without a cent. And here I am competing with the big guys without a cent. This is big time. I am led.
Yes. Yes. It was David said in Psalm 23. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And truly, truly, you have gone to UTEC. You were barefoot on market truck. I'm sure now today you might can able look into your closet and see many pairs of shoes.
No, I still live the same way. I don't change. I can afford to buy them, but I don't. Every shoes I get is still bad. Is people care them gonna give me? I still used to poop in a shoes, poop in a pants. I have a whole heap of things. Get them. I don't buy a thing. God still provide for me, like the bird of the year.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So if you see me with a nice vehicle, I get me get it. If you see me with a nice fridge, I get me get it. That's how it works.
Man, I tell you, Mr. Anderson, we have to have you on. I will try and get back in touch with you, and so that we can continue talking. But our show is coming to an end, and there's a scripture that the Lord laid on my heart. It is Psalm 1, and hear what Psalm 1 says. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I believe, my brother, God is allowing you to experience his blessing. And my advice to you is to stay in the counsel of Almighty God. Stay with godly counsel. The David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. And you have the words of God written in your heart. And you are proud to stand up and testify about him. You can be able to tell the word. As one writer said, come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Continue to walk in the blessings of Almighty God. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and I'm sure he will continue to give you divine direction. Because you see, there are many voices, but one writer says, his voice makes the difference. When he speaks, he releases my troubled mind. And all you have to do is to stay like the writer. You shall be like a tree planted. God has planted you in Old Harbor. In midst of the many dangers that you have come through, barefooted, my God. And on the market truck, you went to UTEC. But all you can say, like the writer, is look what the Lord has done. And tonight, I'm so glad to have you on this show tonight. And as I said before, next week we want to continue again so that the world can hear that there is no other God except Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The writer says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things on the earth and things beneath the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is Pastor Cameron signing out. And we're going to be back next week for our next hour on the Clarendon Connection. And we just want to continue to praise him, the King of Glory. His name is Jesus. Over to you, studio. And we'll see you next week. God bless.